Yeah, maybe. Miss Sierra, S-I-E-R-R-A, Eason, E-A-S-O-N, 92601, chief complaint, fever, cough, congestion, feeling terrible, nausea, headache, palpitations, leg pain, and history of asthma. Our patient is a 22-year-old woman who's four months pregnant. Last period was in June. She states that she developed these symptoms in the last 3 or 4 days period. She has three other kids at home. This is her fourth child. They're all tiny babies. She's allergic to nothing. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink under social. She vapes. Her daddy baby, the baby's dad is very involved, and she's getting good care and also taking her prenatal vitamins, allergy none, medication, inhaler, vitamins, medical problems, asthma, pregnancy, surgery, tonsils and adenoids, family history non-contributory. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress, 131 pounds, 100%, 98, 20, 108, 104 over 63, heart positive, some positive 2, lungs are clear, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa red, tympanic membrane red, skin panmucositis noted on examination, positive anterior chain lymph nodes noted. Positive for COVID, negative for strep, negative for flu. Number one, patient is COVID positive. Number two, as far as the nausea is concerned, her gallbladder looks good. Number three, she's anemic because of pregnancy. Number four, continue with prenatals. Number five, continue with iron. Number six, Paxlovid added. Number seven, no steroids injection given. Number eight, lots of liquid. Number nine, dizziness related to COVID. Number 10, tachycardia related to COVID. Next one's echocardiogram is negative. Next one's anterior chain lymphadenopathy noted. Next one's carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number is findings discussed with patient at length. Next number is if not better in 24 hours to return. Next number is go to the emergency room if develops chest pain, shortness of breath, leg pain, leg redness, or any signs of DDT or blood clots discussed with patient. Thank you.